Hello, and welcome to God's Word. Today, our message, One. One is the name of our message. If you want to follow along in the Bible, let's run over to Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 1 through 8. Ephesians 4, 1 through 8. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it, apportioned it, This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Number one, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Matthew chapter 22. Verse 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Number two, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Number 3. One body. Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that everything he might have the supremacy. Thus, the one body refers to the church. Number 4. And one Spirit. And that Spirit would be the Holy Spirit. Number 5. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called. John 14, 1 through 4. John 14, 1 through 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, Would I have told you that I was going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Number 6, one Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. We need the Lord. Number 7, one faith. We have to have faith in Jesus, in God, and in the Holy Spirit. Number 8, one baptism. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 41. When the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words he warned them. He pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Number 9, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We know that Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are all the same, but they're separate. One might be the arms, one might be the legs, one might be the head, but they're all part of one body. And in Colossians 1:18, we saw that it says, "So that in everything he might have the supremacy," talking of Jesus. The supremacy goes to all three. Ten. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Let's go to John 3:16. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The promise is there. Eternal life is ours if we believe. But as we've already seen, there's more than just believing to it. We'll cover that a little bit later on a more final message. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. We're shown here in Matthew 6, verse 24, that we have to deal with only one. It says here, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Some places, different translations use different words for money. But if you are serving money, then that is the root of all evil. Because a love of money and serving money are the same thing. And if that's the root of all evil, it has to be from the devil. The love or serving money is from the devil. Money is not from the devil. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. We already read part of this, but Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Hearing that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with a question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. There is one who you should love first and foremost, the Lord thy God. Let's head back to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis. Chapter 9, verse 13 through 17. Genesis, chapter 9, verse 13 through 17. I want to show a different one here, but again, it's a promise of God. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on earth." God promises that there is but one flood. Second Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting any one to perish, but every one to come to repentance. The promise is to everyone. The Lord is not wanting anyone to perish. No, not one. Ananias said to Saul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, in Acts 22 and verse 16, "And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name." This is how we will be one with God. Philip and the eunuch are talking in Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 39. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 39. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of being baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. It is now time for you, the listeners to this program, and to all the world that does not know the Lord, to follow the plan of salvation. Number one, believe in God and Jesus. Believe and have faith in God and Jesus. Number two, repent and turn from sin. Change the direction you're going. Start living for Jesus. Living for Jesus, a life that is true. Number three, confess your faith. Not as the Catholics do, but let others know that you have found Jesus, that you have found and have faith and belief in God and the saving power of Jesus' blood. Let people know. Then, as we've seen throughout this message, through other messages that have been on this program, you need to be baptized. Baptized for the remission of your sins. In the name of Jesus Christ. All of this needs to be done not because I tell you it needs to be done, not even because the Bible tells you it needs to be done. It needs to be done because you love God enough to want to follow what He has said in His Word. Your heart has to be right with God to make this work. I've heard people talk about those who are baptized who go in as a dry sinner and come up as a wet sinner because their heart was not right. It is not man's job to judge your heart. It is God's. And God knows your heart. If your heart is right, you're going to want to do what pleases God. Growing up, I'm sure you wanted to do what pleased your parents. Hopefully, not just because you would get punished if you didn't do what they wanted. Hopefully, your heart wanted to do what they wanted and what would make them happy. Our parents and our life here on earth are only but a speck in time. Our life here on earth is so short. Pleasing others here on earth doesn't mean a whole lot. And then the big scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. But when this speck is done, the life that we live here, when it is done, we are not done. We will live forever. Don't misunderstand, though. Just because we're going to live forever does not mean that we will live together in heaven. We will live forever, And now is the time to choose whether we live in heaven or in hell. We have to make that decision now. We have to get our heart to the point of wanting to please God. Not a thinking process of knowledge, but a heart process of real love. The love that God has for us, that He gave His only Son so that we could have eternal life with Him and not with the devil. The price has been paid. Your salvation is available. You need to go get it. You need to not only learn it, but put it in your heart and want to please God. The last part of this is to remain faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. You see, this isn't like some believe, I become a Christian, then I can do whatever I want. No. If we are pleasing God, we will follow His commandments. We will follow the life that He wants us to be living. Jesus, just before He died, the day before He died, I believe it was praying. Not my will, but yours be done, Father. Not our will here on earth. No, we need to be following the Father's will, God's will. Through Jesus Christ, hopefully, our Lord. How can you say He's our Lord if you're not saved? But you know, He considers Himself your Lord even before you're saved. Because as we read earlier, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The price has been paid, and God wants us all to accept the gift of salvation that Jesus Christ made possible so many, many years ago. Please study this and take action. We don't know when Jesus will be coming back or when we will die. So please take action now. Thank you. Hopefully you will join us next week for another message. Until then, may God be with you.